The U.S. Supreme Court's final decision this term was a big one, Burwell versus Hobby Lobby. It was one of 50 or so lawsuits filed by for-profit businesses challenging the Federal Affordable Care Act or regulations implementing it, particularly a provision requiring larger employers to cover certain types of contraceptives in their health plans. In a much-anticipated ruling, not surprisingly, another 5-4 opinion from the Roberts Court, the justices issued a decision with a relatively narrow focus. It is limited to closely held for-profit corporations, such as Hobby Lobby owned by the Green family, and touches on only the contraceptive mandate. The Greens and the Hahn family, Pennsylvania Mennonites who challenged the mandate in a related case, objected to the requirement on religious grounds, arguing that the covered medications bring about a form of abortion which they oppose as a matter of faith. The decision doesn't affect publicly traded corporations, but it does importantly extend the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act to corporations. The case centered on RFRA, not First Amendment religious exercise grounds. A five-justice majority led by Justice Samuel Alito noted that under RFRA, the government cannot substantially burden religious exercise unless it demonstrates a compelling interest that it uses the least restrictive means to further. The mandate plainly fails that test, Alito wrote. He pointed out that failure to comply could cost Hobby Lobby $475 million per year, with another $15 million in penalties to be paid by the Greens' Mardell bookstores. Mark Rienzi, an attorney with the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which represented Hobby Lobby, termed the decision a big win for religious liberty. It means, he said, that business owners don't have to leave religion at the door. Legal fallout from the Hobby Lobby decision began the day after the ruling was issued. In a series of orders last Tuesday, the court let stand decisions from lower courts favoring companies owned by Catholics, who objected to being required to cover many more contraceptives than those involved in Hobby Lobby. On the flip side of the coin, the justices directed federal courts that had issued rulings against some companies to reconsider their rulings in light of Hobby Lobby. Now, about the narrowness of the Supreme Court's holding, legal observers who have misgivings about the ruling have expressed concern that future decisions could extend to larger, publicly held companies or to other types of coverage the federal health care law requires be included. Some have noted the religious objections of some faiths to blood transfusions, immunizations, and other medical procedures, while others have pointed out that neither the RFRA statute nor some faiths' religious objections are limited solely to health care issues. In a dissent joined by three others, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg outlined some of those concerns. Ginsburg highlighted court cases in which business owners claimed that their opposition to integration, hiring people, living with someone to whom they are not married, and other actions were grounded in their religious beliefs. Approving some religious claims while turning down others could be seen as favoring one faith over another in violation of the Establishment Clause, the justice said. Or as Ginsburg herself put it, "The court, I fear, has ventured into a minefield." I am Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report.